This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Slude. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season. There's great specials here, there's great food. Come on out, Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Great start to a Halloween weekend. Hugh, you got to get some candy for the kids. You got to go to the Halloween party in the neighborhood, as Skip just
definitely
told us
not
about.
Going to the Halloween party.
And it's also a great start to a football weekend. We got football tonight. We got football over the place. How about Hugh? You're going to be there tonight at the Link, right?
Yeah, Norfolk State, Delaware State.
I got my Del State sweatshirt
man.
On.
Cannot wait. It's going to be an exciting time. I know the rain is going to be a little bit of a damper, but they have some stuff going on, and most of the stuff that they have going on before the game is going to be indoors. So get there early. It's going to be a good time tonight.
Well, also week 9 of the NFL season, college football. By the way, Casey Keeler, head coach at Temple, is going to join us coming up at 12:30. They win on Saturday. They're bowl eligible, so it's a big week for them. We'll talk some Eagles with Casey as well. Your phone calls on all this, 215-592-9494. You can react to the A.J. Brown comments from The Athletic, in which, once again, I mean, it's pretty clear to me that his sense of self-worth, his happiness comes from
dominating.
Yes.
And being that dude.
And unfortunately for him, there's just only one football to go around. That's why I brought up the basketball example. Basketball, there's one ball. One guy doesn't get a chance to score most nights 50 points if you play with other good players, right? Mm-hmm. There's only one basketball. And I just feel like we are headed towards a dead end with this. And that doesn't mean they can't win. They won a lot with A.J. Brown. But I don't see this ending with him retiring as an Eagle, because he's going to want to eventually be somewhere where he could have what he wants. Because it's not about winning for him. If it was about winning, we wouldn't be having any of these conversations. It's not about the city for him. If it was he just happy to be here, this is all happening because he's not where he needs to be, you know, in terms of how he feels.
It's just how he's wired. But I, to be honest, Joe, I don't think to get everything that he has thus far, he's going to get that by going somewhere else.
Oh, I think he could.
Where?
A bad team.
Well, when I say that, when you go into a bad team, that means that they're trying to get better.
Well, sure, but bad teams have to throw late in the game, and typically you rack up stats.
But when I talk about the accolades and the adulation that you got here, I don't feel like.
But that doesn't matter to me. Telling us accolades don't matter. Adulation.
I think the ball matters. I think it does. I think that the way he's saying it, he's a little misguided, if you will.
Well, I don't. I mean. How could he be misguided? These are long quotes.
I hear what you're saying.
I got to go off what he's telling us.
No, you're right. But you also got to understand that he was probably asked these questions, and he's answering them honestly. You know, he's telling you how he feels honestly. Like I said, Joe, every football player feels like that to a certain extent. There's not a guy that plays football at the highest level that does not feel like they are the best at their position, even if they're not.
Absolutely.
And it's every guy who, if you've had conversations with them, for whatever reason, they'll tell you. I remember having a conversation with a guy. I said, hey, man, the reason why I ain't played because either coach did something or I didn't get an opportunity. That's the standard line. But everybody has an ego. Every football player has an ego. You just learn how to temper your ego and work well with others. I've heard other players say this on the team, like, you know, AJ's in the right, but he just is going about it the wrong way.
So you can unpack that. He could feel the way he feels. There's nothing wrong with how he feels. It doesn't jive with a team this talented trying to win a Super Bowl.
And he
though.
Needs to it learn. It how,
doesn't.
He,
those two things don't work together.
But he needs to learn how to deal with that. Like that. That's where I would say that. I don't want, and I don't think anybody.
Do you think he's going to? Because I don't. I just think ultimately they are going to get divorced. If that happens by Tuesday, I'd be surprised. If it happens in March, I would not be surprised. I think this ends with him on another team fairly quickly.
See, I don't know, because I think that they've been around AJ enough to understand how he operates, right? And I know that last week, because even I said it, when you look at the small sampling size of what the team looked like, they looked like they were more cohesive and things of that nature. But I feel like to a certain extent they've learned how to handle AJ. The timing of the story isn't great.
They have, but he hasn't learned how to handle I actually think winning the Super Bowl was the worst thing for the Eagles and AJ Brown's relationship. Because I think it unmasked what really matters. Remember the Instagram post he put up?
Yeah, he was.
Like, I think he was hiding behind, hey, I want to win. That's why I feel this way. And then they won, and he realized that's not why I feel this way.
I look at it differently. And I understand how on the surface or how on the outside looking in, people look at that and they be like, oh, he's a selfish guy, da-da-da-da. To a certain extent, yeah. But like I said, all football players are. You need to learn how to navigate that.
So what happens when he can't, when he says, this is what I need? Then he's got to leave.
I think there's a way you can make everything. You know, he's never going to be happy. We know that. But I think there's a way that you can navigate this relationship, at least for this year.
Well, so, and I think they're probably going to try to do that.
And try to make it work.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. And we got a couple polls up today. We started today discussing Jalen Hurts and his MVP candidates. He's 20-1 right now over at FanDuel Sportsbook. I think it's a smart bet. Is Jalen Hurts to win MVP a good bet? 53% saying no.
Because
Are you taking credit for this?
Well, I made a compelling story because I guarantee you most of them feel the way that I feel. He's not gonna get that bump because they're gonna think about every other reason not to give it to him.
I think the people voting no don't just think he's not going to play this well the rest of the season, which obviously he would need to win the MVP. Other poll question up today at WIP Midday Show. Do you like the idea of moving Cooper DeJean outside? How about this one? No at 71%. I'm a little puzzled by the trade yesterday. Not that it's a bad trade. Like, they weren't using Mechie anyway.
Yeah, but you got the slot.
Right.
That's what you mean. Instead of getting a starting corner, you went and got a slot corner.
Part of me hopes this is just one of multiple moves how he's going to make. That all he did yesterday was put depth behind Cooper DeJean. That it's not to push Cooper DeJean outside.
What did they give up? They gave up a player. No picks,
Mechie.
Right?
No, they swapped picks. Mechie and a late round pick swap.
Okay.
It was not much.
Yeah, but because they want to kind of protect the larger picks,
yeah.
the earlier picks.
You're right, and that maybe one of those is for an outside corner. We'll see by Tuesday at the trade deadline. Let's go to the phone lines here. T in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, T.
How y'all doing?
Good,
what's up,
T.
Man?
What's up?
This AJ Brown stuff. I've been on AJ Brown. He's been a.
What is up with your phone, dude?
All right, let's get your phone. Maybe it's a little speakerphone issue. Let's get T's phone settled, and then we'll put it back on here. Let's grab Matt in Germantown who wanted to chime in on Jalen.
What's up, diehard Joe? Kyle, my favorite FedEx worker and barber. And today, I guess we can go with the, I don't know, you. What nickname you want today? I'll let you pick.
Whatever you give me, man. I can't wait to hear.
Hater Hugh, Detroit Douglas. I don't know.
I was thinking, Matt, you ought to stop it. You know what I'm saying? He's from Detroit, y'all. We call that the BMF. You.
BMF.
You
know what
I'm saying? That's seriously. I'm taking that one, man.
BMF.
Yeah, taking that one. Like that.
Matt, you a mess.
just like you are. Just like you. But Jalen, it definitely has the setup for a MVP season. I think it comes down to, like you said, if we have the best record in the league, it kind of becomes irrefutable. Cooper is pretty good at corner already. I think he's good enough for what we did see, to where we just got to wiggle it how we need to wiggle it.
You're good putting him outside? You think he could do it?
Well, Joe, let me ask you a question. Do you think he can't do it?
So I don't think he'd be bad, Matt. I think highly enough of him as a player. Like, he's just a football player, right? Like, we've seen it now for a year and a half. He's really good. He was good at safety in college, corner, inside. I think he could be adequate, but then we're also weakening the slot. Kyle mentioned that earlier, right? Like, so let's say he's a C-plus outside corner. Like, Kelee Ringo's probably a C-minus or a D or whatever. So let's say he's C-plus. He's average. But then what are we putting in the slot? Because we have an A slot corner right now. So I don't want to take away an A slot to make a C-plus outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I understand. I agree. I think it's more so situational. I think that's where we kind of get caught up with feeling like it has to be one-stop shop and just making it to where it's one size fit all. I think Vic Fangio is talented enough to be getting a couple pieces back where he can play around with it. But I don't think Cooper is going to be starting prolonged at the corner, but when we play in certain matchups where we know God darn well Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and anybody else they pull out there can't guard on the outside, that's when I think you throw Coop there, and then we have that backup, so that way we can play at that slot.
Yeah, and Coop, Matt, it could work out. I mean, they traded for him for a reason, and Matt Coop phone call. I mean, Joe Douglas drafted him in New York with the Jets, and he's been a good player. I mean, a couple of years ago, they made him one of the highest-paid nickel corners. Now he's had injuries. I was listening to the morning show today. They played some Emmanuel Acho on Michael Carter, saying, like, if he's healthy, he's a good player. But he has had injuries. He had a concussion earlier this year. It's not a bad trade by any stretch. It could be a good one, but it was an odd one. Because when I saw the trade, I was like, oh, they got a corner? Who's going outside? And it's like, wait a second. The name that you brought up earlier, Hugh, that might be a bigger part of this than we think is still Jacorian Bennett. Remember when they traded for him and you
Yeah, and he was – he to a man, he said he wanted to be the starter.
And that you were struck, but they put him on the red eye in August.
They put him on the red eye, and he got hurt. And, you know, he was behind the eight ball a little bit. There still might be some hope for him.
I mean, he may get the first shot, like, because Carter just got here, right? So they
yeah.
– I could see a scenario where next Monday night, you know, 2 Mondays from now, in Green Bay, they start Jacorian on the outside, Cooper still on the inside, and they kind of see what that looks like for
yeah.
a game.
Yeah, I mean, we like to be honest, we don't know what Vic is thinking, and this is my reckless speculation. But I do feel that if you have a guy who is comfortable in that slot, it makes sense to put him in the slot and move Coop out to the corner position, because Coop has practiced at that position, hasn't practiced a lot, but he has slid out there, because we talked about it at the beginning of the season and how they were trying to be more versatile in that secondary.
And he has done it this year. I mean, if you look at the snap percentages, he's probably been on the outside, if I had to guess, probably closer to 20% of the time. Last year, maybe it was like 5 or less than that, rather. Because when they go with only 2 corners, he stays on the field. So it's not like he never goes out there. It's just the full-time stuff I'm not sure about. T in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, T, we got you back. We tried.
Yes, we did.
We tried to.
Just brutal.
T, what's wrong with your phone, dog? Seriously.
All right. Let's grab Will. He's up talking to AJ Brown. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Will?
Listen, guys. Hey, actually, I'm going to go with Mr. Douglas today. Hugh, I respect your opinion on a lot of stuff. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, guys. But
thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. I just want to say, I think, like, the AJ thing, man, is just – bro, he's just vain for a wide receiver a little bit. He likes to be the guy. And that DNA makeup for a wide receiver is what you want. You want the guy who wants to be like that. We also, I think, need to, like, factor in that he's not even 30 years old. And I know, like, we throw advancements on these ball players because they get paid millions and whatnot else. But they're still humans. And I know as a man, I really didn't, like, come into getting how things worked until I was in my 30s for the most part. So, like, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he'll outgrow this a little bit. Like, he saw what happened last week. He's going to want to be a part of this. He just likes to stir the pot, man. There's a million people on the internet doing it every day. Like, he just stirs the pot a little bit. I think as far as other things go, Jalen, I heard the odds on him today, and I put the bet in. So I believe he can win the MVP.
There we go, Will. Now we're talking. Yep. That's a smart bet, Will. You get it. Hugh doesn't get it.
Yep.
You get it.
Yep, 100%. You can't turn that down. I mean, the man's leading this team. I think he actually looked really happy this week on the sidelines, chopping it up with Jahan Dotson and stuff, and more emotion showed than I've seen in weeks. So this team's going to start to have fun. You got Brandon Graham going to come into the mix. They're going to help push this team forward. I think the Eagles are going to be just fine. I know the radio
He's a lot to talk about. But, Joe, you always hard on the quarterback. Like, you never.
I'm just talking about MVP with the quarterback.
Wins. Listen, at the end of the day, I listen to this radio. Go ahead.
Will, I opened the show today by saying, I think he's a good bet to win the NFL MVP. How am I hard on him?
For sure. That's this week. If we went back like 4 weeks ago, you'd have been like having a conversation with Kyle about how Justin Herbert is a better passer and blah, blah, blah.
Well, he is.
Like,
that's okay, yeah.
But who cares? He don't win. That man wins, bro. He did it at Alabama. They took his job. He went to Oklahoma. He
took his job.
Come to Philly. Mm. Bro, the man just keeps winning against all adversity.
I've been trying to tell Hugh all day. He doesn't want to believe it. Will, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. So,
is that what you've been trying to tell me all day?
If Jalen Hurts the winner, yeah. You didn't know. You forgot.
I
love how they took his job at Alabama, not he lost his job. He didn't play well enough.
It's semantics.
Semantics. Well, I mean, he was pulled from the game.
No, he was. I remember watching
it. You know this level of semantics.
It is. I actually appreciate this bit.
You know what you do.
They took his job. No, they were trying to win a game.
I can't stand it. And they won
the game, by the way. Tua came in and threw the pass to Devontae in the corner of the end zone.
I can't stand it.
All right. You know what I do that we need here?
What you need?
It makes us all smile. Can we hear from the Sixers? The VJ Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey last night, they were guests on I have to stop myself from saying the TNT guys.
Yeah, they changed the name. Well, they're the ESPN guys.
They're the ESPN guys now. Chuck and Shaq and those guys. Listen to Tyrese Maxey talking about VJ Edgecombe.
I think we have a competitive nature. That's what I realized about VJ from day one. It's funny because the very first time I saw him, I was like, I told everybody, the entire team, I said, listen, I'll be at the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anybody who wants smoke, play ones after we work out, show up. And BJ was there, and Trenton Walker was there. There was only two players there, and that's when I knew. I was like, oh yeah, he pushing me and going like trying to go at me in ones. That's when I knew. I was like, I went home and told my dad. I'm like, Dad, like, you're gonna like this kid. Like, he got something, a different mentality about him, and he liked to have fun. He liked to work. It is the biggest thing that's our similarities. At the end of the day, we competitors. We want to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love that. I mean, he saw it from day one. This kid's wired different, right? You know, beating him to the gym and that kind of stuff, and a hard worker. They needed to, beyond getting a great player at number three, Hugh, obviously that's the number one thing. They needed to start changing the culture around here, away from what it used to be.
Yeah.
And I feel it already. Like, the culture of Maxie's the team leader now, and VJ kind of on that same kind of mental wavelength. That's changing things.
Let the kids play, man. And I think, you know, and I got to be honest, because as a host, you listen to certain things that's being said, and you draw your own conclusions. Mm-hmm. And the thing that jumped out to me about what Maxie said was he asked everybody if they wanted some smoke after the workouts, who was coming. And he said out of all his teammates, only two of them came. That, to me, is telling, especially when you have a teammate that – is complaining about playing time and trying to work his way back into playing shape. Man, that's it. Like, you know, and that's just the way, you know, you think. Because it's like, you would think that when you have the young leader, and I think back on last year where Maxie talked about, you know, trying to get Joel Embiid motivated and calling him out. And Joel Embiid, instead of, you know, receiving what was being said, he wanted to go fight the dude that you know, leaked the story.
Yeah.
I think that's telling. That's telling. And I know, you know, and I know on the flip side, Joel has a family, and, you know, he wants to be at home and stuff, but your family benefits from the job that you've done on the court. I mean, I guess I'm just wired different, man. I mean, I just look at it different, but that's what jumped out of me. That jumped out to me when I heard that.
Kyle, you know what it reminds me of? You know, around 2019, 2020, the Eagles started to go down, and then they drafted Devontae and Jalen.
Yep.
And guys like that.
It
tipped the scale, right? It started to change. Now, it took the team a couple years to become great, but like you could kind of see it in 21. Like, there were some young grown-ups in the room.
Yep.
It was changing things.
Yeah, you change the vibes. You hand the keys over to the young, hungry kids, and then the weenie scale starts tipping.
You have to tip it.
Said it as soon as we drafted VJ Edgecombe, but Hugh didn't want to listen. So.
No, he was – I mean, remember that day we were out at the Kelsey
thing?
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
I mean, he just
– What'd I do?
You didn't believe in what we were trying to sell you on the Sixers, and now
– Is that what it was?
Well, I mean, that is what happened.
A weird day. I mean, I think the Bay was in his head. Like,
he was afraid.
Okay,
yeah, that's true.
I'm afraid.
All right, one other thing happened last night. Listen to VJ Edgecombe. I thought Tom Kelly raised the stakes for the Sixers yesterday. You know, he must have been listening to the midday show. Here's Edgecombe talking about what the Sixers could be when Embiid has that minutes restrictions gone.
I think he's already at the all-star level. He's only
25,
you know,
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's playing 20 minutes. He's still having 25 points. So I say with big fella back up there. No, I think you're gonna win the chip if you ask me. I don't care what anyone else gotta say though.
You like the kid's youthful enthusiasm,
yeah,
or we need to tone it down a little bit?
No, I mean, if he wants to feel that way, he can feel that way.
The chip?
He can win. Because
he didn't mean the cup, right? Where they have that cup they play tonight for or tomorrow? What is it called?
The
in-season tournament. They paint the
court. You're talking about they started that already?
No, I think it starts Friday, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but that he meant the NBA championship.
No, he meant the whole thing, whole shebang.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Low T are on that bandwagon.
Why are you doing that to Tom?
Because I like
why
that name.
Why are you doing that?
It's such
shout
a
out
good,
to Low
such
T.
A good nickname.
Low T in the building.
Listen, I'm excited, and they're going to give us a season to watch. But
Low
VJ,
T.
I mean, come on.
Low T is crazy.
NBA championship this year?
Him and Low T.
Yeah,
I mean,
Low
if it, listen, if they make it to the championship, Tom Kelly has to get a shirt that says Low T on it.
I'm going to say a tattoo.
Nah, I'm not going to do
or
Tom.
Or maybe
like
Edgecombe
that.
Gets a Low T tattoo.
Low T.
Tom Kelly tattoo.
Him and Low T. I just like saying
I appreciate his youthful enthusiasm, but the idea of Joel leading them to a title.
Hope springs eternal.
We could be real, though,
hope
right?
Springs eternal.
Yeah. So sometimes. You're just going to buy that?
I mean, if he believes it, why not? He's entitled to his opinion.
Okay, so if he lies to himself, we lie to ourselves.
We lie to ourselves every day.
Not today.
Y'all lie to yourselves every day and act like y'all have great takes. Y'all have terrible takes.
You sat here for 2 hours championing Daniel Jones' MVP consideration.
You put Huntley at number two yesterday.
You and
Kyle. You and Kyle have terrible takes every day. Because he had a monster game.
Our takes are way better than yours.
He got a monster game.
He had a monster game.
They won because Caleb Williams threw the ball the wrong team.
I don't care. Like, listen, I don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Okay.
Well, in a troll job, because I was.
He might never start a game in the league
might
again.
Might not. Don't care, but he had a good week. He had a good week. Hey, Snoop, you did a good job for 1 week, and you made it into the top 10 quarterbacks.
Well, your top. You made it
my
sound
top
like, 10. It's like the royal top 10.
This is my opinion. This is my word.
It's like Kyle Brandt does the Angry Run segment, like, and then somebody comes in and takes the scepter. Like, getting on Hugh's top 10 QB list is one of those kind of honors.
It should be a t-shirt. Like, Brand has the t-shirt.
It's a week-to-week thing, man. It's a week-to-week thing.
I'm going to let
it go.
We
got to get Snoop Huntley in studio to accept
Oh, that'd
honor.
Be great. Snoop, what did it mean to you when Hugh Douglas had you as a top 10 quarterback?
He probably like, what?
Like, who the hell is Hugh
What year
Douglas?
Was that?
Yeah, he probably would say that. He was who was that?
Well, yeah, that's true. He probably would. All right, coming up, we got a lot to. We'll get to everyone's phone calls on Jalen Hurts. Do you believe it's a smart bet that he'll win the NFL MVP? I think it is a smart bet to make. Hugh Douglas pushing the merits of Daniel Jones as NFL MVP and saying no to Hurts. Where do you come down to the latest A.J. Brown comments to The Athletic and where this whole situation is headed towards the trade deadline here? I want to keep Cooper DeJean on the outside, inside. I don't love the idea of moving him outside. We're live today at Klondike. It's coming up. Along with your phone calls, Temple football coach Casey Keeler will join us coming up. And right back to all your phone calls. It is the Midday Show live from Klondike Cates on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Tonight, we have Miami and we got Baltimore. On Miami, we got D. Estridge. He's out. He's a wide receiver. He's out tonight. He's questionable, with a shoulder. Julian Hill, the tight end, he's out on the side of Baltimore. They have nobody to report on the injury report. But look at this, people. Tua Tagovailoa had a really good game last week. He was 20 for 26, 205 yards, and he threw four tutties. Got that team looking like they're pretty good right now. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty good game tonight. And Lamar Jackson comes back. This is my segment, Kyle.
I don't give a shit.
You've heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection coverage on all first-half pro injuries. But did you know that Fair Play covers first-half pro basketball injuries as well? That's right. And that's why there is no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. Last night proved this point twice. First, it was Atlanta star point guard. Next, it was the big man over in Dallas. Both of them leaving their respective games in the first quarter due to leg injuries. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantaneously. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets for the whole pro football and basketball season. I got the numbers right here to prove it. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 44% of SGPs on last night's Atlanta versus Brooklyn game matchup and 49% on SGPs wagering on Dallas and Indiana. Don't wait for a bad beat with other sports books, folks. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today. Klondike Kate's in Newark. Taylor, come on out. Have lunch. We are sponsored today by Klondike Kate's Restaurant Salute. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. As you know, I mentioned, it's a big football weekend. College pros, right? Starts tonight with Thursday Night Football with the
Miami.
Miami.
And Baltimore.
Lamar is back in that game.
He's back.
So we'll see if they take off from here. Of course, tonight we get a big college game. I'm wearing the hoodie here, Delaware State,
Norfolk State.
It's a big one. Big pro weekend. Of course, the Eagles are on a bye. And how about Temple football, Hugh? With a win, bowl eligible here. Joining us right now, a guy that people in this area remember, because he used to be here at Delaware, now at Temple, doing a heck of a job. Temple football head coach Casey Keeler joining us on the Midday Show. Casey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. You're at my old stomping ground, Klondike Kate's.
I heard about that. So you have any stories about your days down here in Delaware and Klondike Kate's?
Probably can't share.
Well, they had a salad named after me called the Casey's Cobb Salad, and every May we would donate all the proceeds to the Boys and Girls Club. So they worked with me on a number of different events, raising money there, and they were awesome. I had my radio show there. I think my picture is somewhere up there next to Flacco and Mike Adams, but I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there.
Well, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure it's up here. Yeah, I bet they would take it down. It's a lot of famous athletes that came from this area. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you're up here somewhere. Yeah, you're up here.
Hugh found you. We got you. So, Coach, how you been? And tell us about the team this year. We know this thing is moving, and we're close to bowl eligibility now.
Well, you know, first meeting, I set the expectations right off the bat. It's like, guys, I'm here to win, and we're going to win now. And you know, the first goal was making a bowl. And then after that, it's going to be, you know, conference championship and getting to, you know, bigger bowls. And so we kept most of the team. I think people were surprised. That's not my style. I don't come in and blow things up. It's more like these kids came to Temple to get a great education. If they want to come, if they want to stay and they want to do it my way, I'm all on board. And we were able to keep a pretty good group. And then we added some guys through the portal. And that's going well. I have a quarterback that's playing phenomenal. You know, 21 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's put two in the end zone on his feet. But, it's going well.
Coach, I'm always curious, especially now with this NIL climate and everything, how hard is it now to navigate getting players as opposed to the way that it used to be before the NILs were a thing?
Yeah, you know, they would come in your office and they wanted to talk about education in the past. Now they want to talk about, like, what is their NIL? And so what we've done is all of our high school kids, we said, listen, we're not paying anyone any more than anyone else. So if you're a defensive tackle, if you're a quarterback, if you're a wide receiver, you're all getting the same number. It's not going to be a lot, but you can come and earn it. Our main goal is to retain our best players. And so that's what we're doing. I mean, so I think there's some strategy that you have to use, but a lot of it is about, like, you know, what they can get paid. I do believe, though, if you can have a great culture and the kids love going to school there and they love the program and there's a brotherhood, I think you can get those hometown discounts. And that's what we did at Sam Houston. We had a phenomenal roster and on very little money. At Temple, we'll have a pretty good investment because the conference has mandated that every team in our conference has to have a certain amount of money of rev, we call it rev share. Mm-hmm. And so that's been great because it's forced everybody in our conference to step up and make an investment.
That's pretty cool, Coach, because it's crazy because, you know, I've never been a part of it, but I remember when it first came out, it was like the Wild Wild West, and you had kids in the transfer portal like every other week, and that made it harder for the mid-majors and the lower-tier schools. So I was just always curious, how did you maintain keeping those kids there? And it sounded like you got a pretty solid plan going.
Yeah, and so, you know, one of the things, too, is you got to educate them. There's so many cautionary tales of guys who were great players at one institution, then went to another institution, couldn't even get on the field. And I used the Joe Flacco example. I mean, Flacco couldn't get on the field at Pitt. And he transfers to Delaware, ends up being the 18th overall pick, and wins a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. The single most important thing we did for him is he played. It's the same thing here. You need to go someplace and you need to play. I mean, there's a lot of the power fours that are buying players and just putting them as backups. And is that how you want to have your career? So it's a lot about having communication and educating them. And again, if someone's going to come in with $1 million and you can pay $100,000, I get it. But if the number's close and you can keep them in a situation they're comfortable in and they feel they can keep on growing, then I think you have a chance to keep them.
Temple head coach Casey Keeler is joining us here with a win on Saturday over East Carolina. The team will be bowl eligible this season. Coach, looking at the schedule, you guys are 5-3. Two of those losses, though, are to some of the better teams in the country, with Oklahoma, Georgia Tech, who has a heck of a quarterback that could be in the Heisman race here. What's the value for you guys having played those games? I know there were losses, and of course you wanted to win those games, but I would think, from your perspective and your teams, there's got to be some value seeing teams of that level early in the season to kind of measure yourself off of.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the teams that we've lost to have a combined record of like 20-2. And so we played some pretty good football teams. It was hard, you know, playing Oklahoma and Georgia Tech back-to-back. I thought the guys lost some confidence. And, you know, we kind of sleptwalked our way through the first half of UTSA. And we had a little come-to-Jesus meeting, you know, at halftime. And I told them very bluntly, I said, I've been your head coach for 10 months, and I'm embarrassed to be your coach for the very first time. That's not what we can do out there. And we, you know, got our stuff together. We went out and had a great win that second half. And I think from that point forward, we've kind of come to understand, like, we got to play with great energy. We got to play with great intensity. And even though those Power Four schools kind of beat up on us a little bit, you know, there was times that we went toe-to-toe with those guys. So, again, I think that's a lot of the messaging you got to put in their heads. And I knew after those Georgia Tech and the Oklahoma loss, I could just tell the guys lost a little bit of their confidence. And it was good getting that win back at UTSA and kind of moving from there.
Casey, what is it like being back in the area? I mean, you're a Pennsylvania guy, and you ended up at, you know, obviously Rowan, and then all the years here at Delaware. But then you go to Sam Houston State for about a decade, I think. Now, what is it like for you to be back here?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we have three grandchildren in Wilmington, Delaware, and you can only FaceTime with them so many times. It's like, hey, I'm Snoopy. Like, that's my grandfather name. I'm Snoopy. Hey, Snoopy, and then they're off. So it's like you want to get here, you want to hold them and be with them. And so, like, coming back east was a big deal. My wife, we found out on her birthday that Temple and we, you know, my agent had made the deal with the contract. And I came back into the restaurant and I told her, and she started crying. Well, so she goes for an hour. And it's like, listen, we're this beautiful restaurant. I know you're happy, but no one else around us knows you're happy. Like, please, can we stop crying? But she was just so excited to get back here. We built a place in Wilmington, Delaware, and we're 7 minutes from the grandchildren, and it's just great to be back in the area with so many family and friends.
Coach, I don't know if it's a contractually obligated, but I feel obligated asking a football guy, especially a local one, your opinion on Jalen Hurts. We debate the Eagles quarterback every day, as you know, on this radio station. We were discussing earlier his merits to be the NFL MVP. What's your thought on Jalen, how he's evolved as a player, and where he's at this stage of his career?
he wins, you know? And that's how quarterbacks are judged. Do they win? Obviously, there's some great pieces of the puzzle around him, but, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. Like I said, our quarterback has thrown 21 touchdown passes and zero interceptions. I mean, that's what he does. Sometimes you might not like from an outsider's perspective, like he's holding the ball too long or whatever, but he doesn't turn the ball over. And, you know, in the world I live in, if you win the turnover battle by one, you win 70% of your football game. I mean, geez, if I win 70% of my football games, I'm going to get in the Hall of Fame. So not turning the ball over is a big, big deal. And I think Jalen's done a great job of managing the moments. And, again, you know, he definitely is obviously one of those considerations of MVP of the league.
Yeah, he is. And we're rooting for him. We're rooting for you guys, too. KC, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great trip down to East Carolina. Go get that win, and we'll watch you in the bowl game. Thank you.
Thanks,
we're
Coach.
We're in the link on Saturday.
Oh, then Link. Okay.
The Link. How about that? Well, yeah, it's a big weekend for the Link.
We'd love to.
The
weather's going to clear up. We're going to be great.
Awesome. Thanks so much for hopping on. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
There he goes. KC Clare, head coach.
That game going to be like the kids say,
of Temple.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, 4-3, ECU 5-3.
He's excited. Max
is excited. Temple guy.
Yeah, he's excited.
Tucker's a Temple guy. We got a lot of Temple guys running around. Rhea's a Temple.
Yeah.
Temple lady. I mean, there's a lot of Temple people around here. Oh, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494 to hop on in. We've been discussing a lot today. Jalen Hurts is MVP. You know, the consideration for him to win, I think it's a smart bet to make right now at 20-1. He has the narrative. He has the stats. He has the path to the one seed. It's all there. I mean,
I hope he gets it. I really do. I just don't think they're going to give it to him.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you do.
Kyle. It's the way you said it.
Also, I don't believe the idea they wouldn't give it to him. If he puts up 40 touchdowns and they win 13 or 14 games,
I don't believe
he's
you,
the MVP.
Hugh Douglas.
I don't believe you.
I don't
do.
Believe you. I
so
don't
so
believe
what do you think happened in 2022 when he finished second and got hurt? They didn't give it to him then?
I think the Daniel Jones narrative
Stop
is going to be the
with
one.
Daniel Jones.
This is my opinion, Joe, and I'm sticking to it. I am embroiled in my opinion.
Daniel Jones isn't even the top MVP candidate in his own roster.
I'm so disappointed in me.
I am disappointed in you. You know what this is like, Kyle? This is as if last year Hugh saying that Jalen Hurts was the MVP.
Yeah.
No, it was.
He was. He was. Wasn't he the MVP of the Super Bowl?
That's
about
one
same
game.
Thing.
No, it's no. Wait, hold on a second. The MVP of the Super Bowl and the MVP of the league are totally different things.
Very different.
Think about the people that have won Super Bowl MVP.
It's my house and I live here.
Yeah, it's not even.
That's my mantra.
Larry Brown won a Super Bowl MVP.
It's my house.
What was the guy's name? Malcolm Smith won a Super Bowl MVP? Yeah.
It's
not the same.
House.
It's not the same. The best players in the world win MVP. The best players on a Sunday in February win Super Bowl MVP.
You know what? When you start doing stuff like this and you and Kyle jump on me like this, you know what I'm going to start doing?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to give a shout out to Low T.
So you're gonna hurt another coworker to get back at us?
Yes. I'm
gonna That's very grown up of you.
It's very grown up of me.
This is how grown
this
up
is a actually. Mischief Thursday.
Yeah, this,
I don't think they're gonna. I mean, I don't think they're gonna give it to him. I don't.
What does
I think
that
it's a
mean?
Daniel.
I think
that the narrative lies with Daniel Jones and what they're doing in Indianapolis.
And Mrs. Ursa.
The fact that you got Mrs.
the same as
Dude,
Jones.
Kyle, if it's not a story, then why are they talking about it? Why are they trying
no one's
to
really
correlate?
Talking about it? But you,
they are. They're talking about it nationally and here.
But this isn't how MVPs are awarded. I just read you the last 20 names. Nobody's like Daniel Jones.
What's her first name? Carol.
You don't
Who's
even
Carol?
Know her first name, and you're trying to tell me that
Carly.
Carly.
I thought it was
Carly. It knew it was something.
You talking about the Ursay daughter?
The daughter.
What does she have to do with it?
I'm just saying. She'd be wearing a little shiny, like, she
Because
be
she's
shiny
bedazzled on the sidelines? Jones is going to win the MVP?
I'm just saying. I think that's going to be the storyline. I do.
This is your story.
This is outrageous.
I know.
What are you talking bedazzled about? On the sideline is disrespectful, Joe.
Hold on. Was her jacket on Sunday not bedazzled? Just go look at it.
It was shiny.
It was bedazzled.
I didn't say bedazzled is disrespectful.
Why?
That's what it's called.
It's like, can you see her just sitting there poking the holes in her shirt trying to get the buttons just right?
I'm going to pull up a picture of this.
And getting them patterned.
This was obviously a bedazzled jacket she was wearing. I don't see what's disrespectful about it.
She said, I'm going to kill him on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, her team is killing everybody right now. I mean, she's doing something right. Big V in Mount Laurel is up on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, Joe, Hugh. What's happening, Kyle?
What's up, Big V?
Yeah, man, look, okay, first of all, Hugh, even though they are pushing a narrative for Daniel Jones, Jalen's going to get it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I don't have a problem. I just think
who is pushing the narrative for Daniel Jones?
Just Hugh Douglas.
You people.
Hugh Douglas.
Yes. Okay. I'm glad we established this. All right.
But yeah. So I mean, a lot of people are realizing because you know people would diminish his talents and add other things. Well, he's got a great talented group around him, and it's this and it's that. But no.
We're talking about Jalen now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, but Big V, the difference is this year he doesn't have what he had last year. The running game isn't the same. AJ's doing more quotes than he is and Instagram posts than touchdown catches. Like, that's not the story this year. They don't have the best defense in the league. Like, this year it actually makes sense. Last year, you didn't.
No, well, last year it made sense too, but everybody used other things like the running game and AJ. But that was the truth.
That was he had the best running game in pro football last year.
Well, yeah, he did. But, you know, one reason that he has the best running game is because he's a pretty good passer. I mean, let's look at it. He's only got, what, one interception this year?
One,
yes.
Yeah, so like Coach said before, you know, you're winning.
Why isn't the running game good now because he's a good passer?
Well, running game is getting better now. If you see last game that they played,
yeah,
they
it was good.
Opened up with the pass, and then that opened it up with the run. But right now, they're more afraid of the run than they are of the pass. All he has to do is, you know, hit a couple more bombs, they'll loosen up and play a more balanced attack.
Okay, so you're in. You're in with me. It's a good bet he could win the MVP.
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Good. But so you get it, unlike some people.
I get it.
In terms of the diva, I mean, AJ, mm-hmm. I think that letter was just like the Harper letter.
It wasn't the same publication, by the
he
way.
Said
but
the
both
Harper letter.
Both the Athletic took all their quotes and ran with it. Both of them. Yep.
Yep. See what I mean? And you know, touching on the same parts. Oh, I'm just being misunderstood. I just want to win. I get frustrated when I don't. Oh man, quit your crying. No, listen. How you know how many people would love to make multiple millions and millions of dollars a year and not work? Come on.
Most people would. Yeah. Big V, you're right. Yeah, I don't think most people understand or can, like, really truly get AJ's perspective. Most of us in real life aren't like that.
I've seen it. I've just seen it to this level.
Yeah, and I know receivers, like, in that world, there's a lot like that. I'm starting to get to eye roll territory I mean, it's every week. It's every week.
Because you know what it is, and I get it, and that's okay, Joe, but it's because you're not used to seeing it. Like, that's why when you read the quotes and you hear what people say, it's like, oh, okay, that's what they meant. And that's who AJ is.
But
he's still a hell of a, you know, he's a hell of a,
sure.
You just need to learn how to navigate those tough relationships.
But at some point, doesn't everyone have to sit down and say, can he accept what it will be here? Because, Hugh, let's just be real about this. He's never going to have what he's requesting here on a consistent basis.
Now, yeah.
He'll have a game every now and then, like the Minnesota game, right? But the way the team is set up, with a running back like they have and another receiver, he's not going to have a whole year where he leads the league in catches ever here.
That's a tough one.
Right,
that is a tough one.
So if that's what you need to be fulfilled, AJ, it really is up to AJ to decide what he wants. The Eagles want him here, right? Like, they traded for him, mm-hmm. signed him to a contract. Then they re-signed him. Like, this isn't about the Eagles not wanting AJ. Of course they want him. They've wanted him three times when you think about the commitments they made. Trade, contract, contract. What does he want? That's really what this is about.
Probably need to go talk to somebody. I mean, I know that sounds simple, but that's probably what it is. You know, to me it sounds like you're talking to the wrong people because you're talking to the enablers. And what I mean by that is the simple fact that you had those quotes that were in a publication instead of talking to your quarterback about that or talking to the organization about that. And I'm recklessly speculating because I don't know if he did or he didn't. But I think that there's a happy medium here. And what I mean by that is it's communication. He's already let it be known. And I'm piecing this conversation together, so bear with me, people. He's already let it be known that he doesn't talk to Jalen, right? We know that. We know that he does not have a good relationship with Jalen. He has took it upon himself to litigate this in the court of public opinion. And what I mean by that is the fact that he goes on social media and says some of the stuff he says, he has these quotes in this, what is it, The Athletic.
The Athletic, yep.
Instead of talking to the guy that directly affects your success. I think if you have a like, there's not going to be, and you have to realize this too, AJ, that every game is not going to always go the way that you want it to go.
Of course.
But if you open up those lines of communication with your quarterback, maybe this is a little bit easier pill to swallow. And that's how you have to look at it. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry if I've caused a rift between us, but this is how I feel, and this is where I am. I don't mean it to be anything a slight against you, but this is just how I'm wired. And Jalen's like, hey, you know what, bro, I get it.
Yeah.
We're trying to win. How about this? How about we try to work on our game together, get our continuity, and we try to get you involved as much as we possibly can. It's not going to work every week, but let's see if we can make that work.
I'm actually surprised, because this has become clear, right? I don't think there's much ambiguity in this. Like, it's clear what he...
Ambiguity.
Right, whatever. Whatever the word is, the ambiguity. It's pretty clear what he desires.
Yes, right? to be a dominant player.
Sure, which includes the ball. I'm surprised he has as many supporters left here as he does. This is the anti... Okay, but the Eagles have plenty of guys to play. This is anti-Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti what the rest of the... What all of them say the same thing. Team, 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 win, 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 win. There's very few I's when you hear them talk.
Yes.
He's the I. I'm surprised he still has as many supporters. I think some of it might be residual for all the years Eagles didn't have great receivers, so we don't want to lose one when we have one.
Mm-hmm.
I think deep down, and I think it's fair to say that Kyle might be part of this, there's some...
Haters?
And me at times.
Haters?
No, I think there's some Jalen doubt, and if we take AJ off, can they still win the way they do?
Kyle's
but, like, just in a vacuum, if I told you all the AJ stuff, I'm surprised he still has as many supporters here as he does.
Well,
it's like he's telling us what he wants, and it's not winning. Well, not number one.
Well, I think this story is a lot deeper than we know. I don't even think we've scratched the surface of it, to be totally
But the surface
honest.
Is all you need sometimes.
Yeah, I mean.
As a fan, right? Like,
yeah, as a fan.
Right.
As a fan.
Winning is not his number one priority. He has said this now 50 times. He said it. And yet we're like, well, come on, give him a break. Well, okay, my point is this. If at some point he's got to decide if he wants to be here and if winning is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And right now it doesn't feel like that's what... Is his most important thing.
Come on, give him a break. It's funny.
Malik in West Philly. What's up, Malik?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Malik. What's up?
This is my first time calling y'all show, man. I just wanted to, get my salute to you. I was watching you when I was a young tyke, and you be having me laughing every day, man.
I tried, man, and I'm trying to be better, man, because I didn't get caught in the office a couple times this week.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
Just beefing on Twitter.
Malik!
And being told not
What's
to
up?
Beef
listen,
on Twitter.
Man,
appreciate you calling, buddy, and chiming in. So what are you thinking? What'd you do?
I'm beefing so over this A.J. Brown stuff, man. Like, I love A.J. Brown, but
Yeah, You got that jitterbug, dog.
You know what? And it was building. It's his first call
to
the show. He listens all the time.
You need to upgrade that phone.
All right, let's put
Malik
on hold.
Damn it, Malik, upgrade that phone.
Yeah,
service.
We'll.
What we got?
Well, you know,
what are we doing?
We're doing the best
we can. Oh, shout out to Chris for bringing me this candy bag and this bowl that the kids will never see.
Yeah,
I'm not giving the kids this candy. Even though Chris, I appreciate it because I know the price of candy is high nowadays and everything. But the kids in my neighborhood ain't going to see none of this candy.
You
I'm going to tell you that right now.
And officially,
don't knock on my
door.
You
are a bad neighborhood guy if you don't give that name.
And listen,
you didn't even have to buy that.
I own it. I own that I'm a bad neighborhood guy. I'm not that friendly. I own that too. I speak every now and then, but I'm not that friendly. I'm okay with that. Wait a minute. What you got?
You got to give me one of those reads over
I
there.
I don't know. Got the pal. I was like, what you doing?
Yeah.
See, I think I dropped a piece. Wait a minute.
We got this far.
No. Well, it's the paper that Hugh dropped is the one that I absolutely need.
Yeah. Is that the one?
No, that's the one. Yep. All right. 215-592.
We got a whole show to do.
Listen, I'm trying not throwing anyone under the bus, but we have.
I'm going to throw some people under the bus. Okay. I don't care.
Hugh Things Douglas. Happen. But yeah, no, I'll blame Hugh for this. All right. We're good.
I threw Max under the bus.
Maybe Fran. All right. We'll come back. Your phone calls here. We're live at Klondike Kate's. On the other side, you can get in all this conversation. A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, NFL MVP. Is it a smart bet to make? The Cooper DeJean outside corner thing. I want to keep him inside. Plus, we have to address something a WIP coworker did recently.
giving out that organic damn candy. Jack, we own Jack.
No,
I
support Jack on this. There's nothing wrong with organic candy. It's nothing wrong with it. It's not wrong. You're not even giving out any candy. If you ask kids, would you rather have a bag of organic gummy bears or no gummy bears? They're just going to take the gummy bears you're giving.
I guess you're right.
Come on. All right, but now this is something worse that maybe worse a coworker did. We have to address it next. We may have a controversy here at WIP. It's the Midday Show, live at Klondike Kate, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIG. LIO. Take a shot at the jackpot. It's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million of bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.